This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello to everyone, this is Margaret Arjous, and welcome to this new series of programs, Suki Yum. Hello, and welcome to the program, Dr. Lydia.
Thank you.
And today we're going to talk about a very effective tool which we can use to get rid of stress, a very popular mind management technique, which is meditation, which incidentally has been practiced since antiquity. Now, meditation is derived from the Latin meditatio, from the verb meditare, meaning to think, to contemplate, devise, ponder. In the Old Testament, it is haja, which means to sigh, murmur, and also to meditate. Now, when the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek, it became haja meleta. In Latin, it became meditatio. The Tibetan word for meditation is gom, which means to become familiar with oneself. In Buddhism and Hinduism, it is known as dhyana. Now, Dr. Lydia, which definition do you think explains it best?
Thank you, Margaret, for such informative definitions. I think all of them reflected the same essence of the process of meditation, the mind management tool, because our mind is actually the program of our being, of our relations, of our perceptions, and this is the key from what we can start to how to manage our health, our being, our relationship with ourselves and with the others, our business, our study.
This is all coming from meditation.
It's all coming from the state of mind. And to if we cannot manage the tool, we cannot to work properly. Yes? Like everybody passed through the process of studying. And some people are easy involved into this process. They have a good memory, good perceptions. And some people are very uneasy. It doesn't mean they have a less qualities, but it means their mind is not attuned to receive the information and to be involved in the process of study. So I think the way of our talk today have to touch this few aspects of our being, how to attune properly the perceptibility, if this word is correct, the way of perceptions of our mind, and then it will influence different aspects of our being.
In fact, I was a bit surprised when I read, you know, the Tibetan word for meditation being gom, and it means becoming familiar with oneself.
We have two types of perceptions. One type is external, so it's our external senses. Yes, we have a vision, we have the taste, we have sensitivities, we have audio perceptions, we have a smell, and we have also internal perceptions of ourselves. During our life, started from childhood, we are more oriented into the external perceptions. This is why we are very much influenced from them. So we are losing our inner peace in favor to be involved into the outside activities. This is a cultural, this is a social, it is we are passing this time, technological time, when we have to be aware about external world, because it can be dangerous as well. So we are more training ourselves to be external. Meditation is a technique how to feel yourself, how to percept yourself, how to understand yourself, and because of that, how to heal yourself, how to synchronize yourself.
Because I think that people normally think, you know, it's just there to relax you, and that's it.
Relaxation is the first step of meditation, because to feel yourself, first you need to relax. If you are tense, you will feel numb. And this is actually what most people are saying. They think, I feel my thoughts and nothing else. So this is the first state. To be in meditation, you need to learn how to relax. This is very difficult nowadays because we are involved into the outside activities very much. And we're becoming to be the part of this activity, yes? We're becoming to be part of our car, part of our computer, part of our table, or even the part of our chair. And so to reattune yourself, you just need to be aware. Many people didn't start even because they feel it's very difficult. But if I will ask in this particular moment, just to feel the table, what you're touching by your hand, to feel the chair under your bottom, if you are sitting, or to feel just the ground under your feet.
You're right. They have become part of us. Yes. It's true. You almost don't separate them, do you, in your mind?
Absolutely. So if you will feel your present moment, on your chair, or just standing on the ground, or just touching the table, or just a simple thing, to fix, aware this moment of your being in the present. This moment is the moment of your relaxation.
Is it like you're detaching yourself?
No, you are touching, actually. You are in complete attachment with a particular moment. Yes? Do you feel something?
So when you're saying, listen, I'm sitting on a chair.
No, when you feel it, not saying.
You feel the chair.
Feel the chair.
Ah, you feel the chair.
And release all your weight into the chair.
Ah, you release all your weight into the chair. Okay.
So you just agree with the gravity. Try to be agree with the gravity. So you have no other pressures than the gravity in this moment.
Yes,
feel it. This is a moment of relaxation. And it's not difficult. If you will feel just the ground under your feet, you are already in a direction of relaxation because you feel the present moment. You can relax.
It's true.
Only
it's like you're taking weight
off
you and moving it onto, shifting it.
You just agree with the gravity. And this moment is the first step for relaxation. Because we are tense only if we are in the, if our thoughts in the past, we are like regretting or something, or we're upset about something in the past, or we're worried about our future. Meditation is the technique how to bring you in the present moment. And without that, we cannot relax. We can relax only in the present. You cannot relax in your past. It's not exist. You cannot be relaxed in your future. It's also not exist. You can relax yourself only in the present moment. The first step, to be in the present. It's easy just by putting your attention in what you have. You doesn't need even to use your imagination, the beach or the sea or the sky.
Not even that?
Not even that. Just feel
just
what
where you
have,
are.
Where you are. So this is enough to feel your present moment. You're in the office, feel this moment. You are on the street, feel this moment. You're driving the car, feel you're driving the car. And this moment is the
because it's true, we're lost in thought most of the time, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. So the meditation is the tool how to manage your being in the present moment. And in the present moment, we are with our body. If we included our body into our own perceptions, we are in meditation.
So it's much simpler than we think.
It's much simpler than we think. But to be trained all the time to be in the past or in the future, it's sometimes not easy to be in the present moment. I found
it's very difficult to keep yourself there.
Exactly. So I found between many different techniques I practice in over 20 years, I found one of the most effective techniques is the technique of meditation using the number. In Sanskrit, it's called Anka meditation. It's very simple because it's using the number. And the number is not the mantra, not anything.
A mantra is like taking a word or a sentence to keep on repeating it.
Yes, exactly. So it not belongs to any particular cultural traditions. It belongs to everyone because the number used by everyone. And you can choose the number from 1 to 9, the simple numbers, and you can repeat in your mind this number and feel connected to this number.
Do you know something? When I tried that, it changes your breathing. The moment you think of the number, your breathing changes straight away.
Thank you, Margaret. This is the sign how our mind is affected our physiological being. So your breathing is changing. In which way it's changed?
It depends, you see. Sometimes you were telling us, listen, repeat the number and go down. Let's say if your number is 5, you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, always mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So your breathing changes that way.
Mm-hmm.
And or else you go up, you count up. It depends.
But do you feel calmer or you feel more disturbed?
I'm telling you, Dr. Lydia, I felt so calm. It was as if somebody gave me an injection before an operation.
Yeah.
I had never felt so calm in my life. Incredible.
That's
why I want to come again.
Thank you for this expression.
This is
how the mind is affected the physiology. So, as you see, it's not very difficult. Just need to do the first step to start to act. Because if we're discussing about something, it can never happen. So we need to practice. We need to choose this number as the key. The number is just the key, the tool, how to manage the mind. And to start with the simple thing, to repeat your number and to feel connected. Many people are asking, can we change the number? Better not, because if you will change the number, you have to change the lock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to use the same key for the same lock of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then your number becoming to be like the stimul of your meditative state of mind.
Yes, you associate
like the trigger.
It with meditation,
yes, like the
straight
trigger.
Away.
Like the trigger.
It's a trigger.
It's a trigger, yes.
So anytime you're feeling stressed during the day, all you have to do is just remain where you are and just
repeat your number.
Just repeat it mentally.
Repeat it mentally.
And it will change your mood straight away. Your breathing.
Some people need more time. Some people need less time. But if you're facing the stress or you're facing the situation when you are lost, it's like a safety jacket.
Mm-hmm.
You can start with the simple technique.
Let's say you're angry and you want to express your anger. And instead of expressing that anger,
listen to your breathing.
Just listen to your breathing. And it works, you know.
Yes, listen
it
to
works.
Your breathing. Because from the external state,
of
you
course,
are
this
moving.
This is not meditation. This is
yes,
not
but
exactly.
This is a part of meditation.
It's part. It's
how
a part.
To be
okay.
In the present moment.
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to the program Sukhiyam on Campus FM. Today, together with Dr. Lydia Ukaneva, we are discussing the mind management technique, meditation, and our well-being.
What do I feel when I'm angry? Yes, the first question is, I'm angry. What do I feel when I'm angry?
I feel like reacting, no?
Yes, but the reaction is moving you out of your feelings of yourself.
What
you are
mean?
Becoming to be external. You are reacting for the external influences. When you are in your internal state, like, okay, what feel my stomach when I'm angry? What feel my abdomen? What feel
it's
my
true.
How
Everything
how
is
am I
closed
breathing?
Up? Hey,
exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
True.
So like this, we are out of the fight because to be angry it's okay, but we are fighting when we are angry, and then we are disturbing ourselves and the others.
And imagine being angry for a long time. Huh?
Yes. So then we're creating the stress,
exactly.
And then we're creating the diseases. You touched in your question how the meditation is affected our bodies, yes?
Yes, yes, exactly.
How it affects
in fact,
our body.
You know, I found this information very baffling for me, because while I was interviewing people who practice meditation, in fact would be listening to these interviews later on in the series, one of these people said that it helped her with a physical ailment. And, you know, I was surprised.
Yes. If we can see human body as an orchestra, where each organ playing its own role and playing its own tonality, playing its own function, we will understand the state of the health is the state where all organs are working in synchrony. This state of synchrony bringing our good mood, good perceptions and well-being. If we're talking about sickness, we have to speak about some organs or some systems are out of the synchrony, and we need to reattune it again. During the meditation, we are removing the obstacles of the energy flow in our mind. When we are in a rejective mood, we are fragmenting ourselves. And it's affected our organs. Actually, in ancient medicine, different organs was like seeing under the influence of a particular emotions, like the liver and the gallbladder, the organ
of anger.
You mean
they were examined? They were actually examined?
Yes, yes, and, especially in Chinese medicine. And even in Ayurveda, it's Indian traditional medicine. So like the liver and the gallbladder, under the influences of anger, the heart and the small intestine, under the influences of love.
When a person is laughing,
yeah,
happy.
Love. Yes. Our lungs and our colon, under the influences of sadness, depression, and like for example the asthmatic people, first step is out of it to realize.
In fact, this lady was an asthmatic, wasn't she?
Yes, yes. So some thought suffocated us. So we are developing this way, of course unknowingly, we're developing this disease because this mood is influencing us. When during the meditation we are eliminating this, we're like opening the channel, we are synchronizing our mind.
So you mean when these organs were examined under these conditions,
yes,
they showed that these organs released sort of...
Released the tension.
Tension?
And this mood, these emotions are not influencing these organs anymore.
Yes.
Maybe
and they reacted differently.
Yes. Maybe this sounds paradoxically. For me, being a medical doctor over 20 years ago, and to realize we are under the absolute control of our mind and our what is developing our emotions and our feelings, it was a huge discovery for me. It shifted my point of view for human being and for human psyche. But like over 20 years ago, this field of transpersonal psychology is properly explaining where the science and the spirituality is meeting each other. So
and what is transpersonal psychology?
Transpersonal. Personal, it's understandable.
Yes.
Transpersonal is beyond the personality.
Beyond the personality.
So we will discuss about it in your next program, about that development, what started actually from the Gustav Jung archetypal psychology. And
you're getting a bit difficult for me
yes,
here,
yes.
Lydia. So I will ask you lots of questions next
yes,
week.
Yes. we will be back now to meditation. And the meditation is a tool how to synchronize the rhythm of our body, because our body have a rhythm, each organ have a rhythm. In Chinese medicine, every 2 hours we can see how different reactivities of different organs are changing. So it's the meridian of liver is started in particular time, the heart is in another time, the brain is in another time. By knowing this, we can be very compassionate towards ourselves, and we won't, for example, overwhelm ourselves in a particular time of our day's activities, like go to sleep very late is not very compassionate towards yourself.
Okay.
Too tired to exhaust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not uncompassionable. But I found it's not because we are cruel towards ourselves, just it's a lack of knowledge.
Exactly.
So I hope we can discuss about it.
Yes.
And you can start from this simple step of synchronicity, just to find the number and to start to use it. Why number? We also can discuss in your next programs, because the number sound is quite scientific, and people sometimes not associate the spiritual work or the mind work together with the science. But it have a very strong connection. And in our days, the quantum physics can explain a lot of spiritual and mind based phenomenon.
What you were talking about before, about, you know, mind over body, some people say, you know, this can't be true, that let's say after a very negative experience, somebody can develop cancer. Maybe it is understandable, no?
Yes, of course, of course.
Because you realize, you know, sometimes that somebody has gone through maybe an upheaval, you know, in their lives, and suddenly they get cancer.
Of course, the cancer is the reaction of the body towards stress. It can be physiological stress, it can be biological stress, biochemical stress, it can be psychological stress. So it's like the body developing something as a reaction. It's a sort of allergy towards stress. I had some opponent who can speak about the cancer, for example, is programmed, and the people have a genetic determined diseases, included cancer. True, but also it's proven more and more, about 18-20% only the chances to develop, to manifest your inheriting diseases.
You mean, so genetics play only 20%?
Yes,
the rest is
External environmental factors.
Incredible.
Psychological, physiological, biochemical, environmental.
So you're talking about 80%, my goodness.
18.
Me. Yeah, but you're talking about 80% that are external. That are external.
Exactly.
Incredible.
So, and we shouldn't forget about it. It's mean. Our body potency can develop cancer or some other diseases, and also can reduce the chances, and even can heal the body and to restore.
So this makes meditation even more important.
Absolutely. And Margaret, maybe in some of your program, we can invite some people who have experienced this situation. So it's I found sharing.
Of course,
sharing
yes.
Better illustration.
Of course.
Than just a dry theoretical talk about that.
Exactly. No, we will, definitely.
Mm.
I mean, we have people coming to talk about meditation now. In fact, you know, their own experience after having used meditation in their lives.
I was involved into the experiments with meditation in schools. And
meditation
in
the
schools, yes.
In Malta?
No. It was in Russia.
Okay.
And the result was amazing. The children who was meditate, the group of children who meditate regularly every day,
You mean there are school children who meditate?
Yes. It was psychological experiment.
It was an experiment.
Yes,
okay.
It was two groups of the same class, the same program, the same
age. What age are we talking about?
It was about 12, 13.
Okay, good age.
So the group of children who meditate decreased the level of diseases like a cold.
You mean they were studied later on as well?
No.
Or there and then?
No. We're talking about the health condition and the success in the study.
Yes.
So the group of children who was under the meditation.
As compared to the
course,
other group.
Yes, compared mm-hmm. to the other group
yes.
who wasn't into this
exactly.
experiment, who wasn't into the meditation experience, they was much healthier. And the perception level was so high, they start to give the very good results during the exam.
To excel as well. My
goodness. So the success on the study was so bright, the head of the school started to use the meditation technique for the all ages.
And really?
Yes. And actually, it was a time when in Russia we developed the valueological services, and it was a movement to build up the school psychologist for to support children in their study, because we know only about the study, but how to study, we doesn't know. We're missing the point, how to perceive the knowledge. And for some children, it's very stressful. Process to study. Yes,
they, exactly. They study by heart.
Yes, they
store
overworried.
Material.
Absolutely, and actually, overwhelm mind is another trigger to develop the stress and
so
to
instead
develop
of
this disease.
Sending their children to private lessons,
yes,
maybe it's better to practice meditation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I surprised. So I'm the person who prefer to see the practical result than to have a lot of talk about the method. And I was very much impressed. If we are talking about the positive result of it, can speak about how to meditate.
Okay, and... of course, if you're following the program and have decided to adopt some of this advice our Dr. Lydia is giving us, then be sure that you have already started on your journey towards harmony and well-being. So we know exactly what we're going to talk about in our next program. Dr. Lydia, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting.
And thank you very much to our listeners for having joined us again today. And I leave you with this thought. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity.